One of the nice things about working on a college campus in a semi-instructional technology capacity is that I get to see a variety of different technologies put to use in all sorts of classrooms. And these classrooms have everything from interactive whiteboards to iPads to 3D printers, document cameras, even a mobile instructional robot, which is this, it's basically an iPad on a mobile robotically controlled tractor that can move around. It's really weird. And there's all this technology around us to help people teach better. But I forget that sometimes it's these tried and true things like a chalkboard that can be somehow the most effective. And not always, but you know, sometimes there's really no substitute for just a plain old chalkboard. The other day, my coworker asked me if I'd come with her to a classroom. And we were looking at an issue with the interactive whiteboard they had. It was called a smart board, and it's this multi-$1,000 piece of technology that lets you interact in real time with whatever's on the screen. It's really cool stuff. And I was kind of struck by this chalkboard that was sitting right next to it. So just out of the frame here, you can't really see it, but just out of the frame on the right-hand side is this smart board, which costs thousands of dollars, and it does all this really cool fancy stuff. And here, the instructor had just used chalk on a piece of slate, technology that's thousands of years old. And it kind of struck me, this juxtaposition, if you will, of the new and the old, and how the instructor was using this old technology. The interactive smart board or interactive whiteboard was broken, and so they were relying on this age-old technology to deliver their lessons. And I thought that was kind of cool. It took me back a little bit to a simpler time when education wasn't necessarily flashy or interactive, and we didn't have all these apps, and students didn't have their phones and iPads, and things were just somehow a little more comfortable or cozy or homely. And that word homely makes me think of Rivendell, which it was described as being the last homely house before the Misty Mountains by Tolkien. And I don't know that things were better back then when I was a kid with chalkboards, or before me, slates or stone tablets, or writing on walls of writing on cave walls or whatever with like pieces of burnt charcoal. But I don't know. A part of me was sort of glad to see that these age-old instructional methods still are here, and they're still at least somewhat useful and relevant in our modern always connected classrooms. As far as the photo itself, I had to first figure out how I wanted to take the photo. So do I take it head on, or do I look at an angle? And I thought maybe the best option would be not necessarily straight on, but kind of at a low angle, almost like I was a student in class looking up at this chalkboard. And I was really glad I had my D7100 with me, because the lighting, as you can tell in the photo, is not that great. I had to shoot this at ISO 1600. And on my D200, that's basically the upper limit. It's kind of a grainy, noisy mess that I had at ISO 1600 on my D200. But on the 7100, it's pretty clean, pretty noise-free. And it just goes to show you, on a side note, that if you think you can't get great photos at high ISOs on a crop sensor camera, you can. Know that it's not always going to equal a full frame. And yes, a full frame would objectively be better at ISO 1600 or certainly 3260 or anything beyond that. But man, if all you have is a crop sensor camera, you can still do a lot with it. So don't discount it in a low light situation just because you don't think you can push that ISO. I say push that ISO, and worst case scenario, just fix it in Lightroom. You'll lose a tiny bit of detail, but it's better to get the shot you want with a little bit of noise than a blurry shot with no noise. I shot this at 1/90th of a second to get a clear image, and I was able to stop down to f3.3 because I didn't really want – well, I wanted a sharp image, as sharp as I could get, and I didn't really want a shallow depth of field, not like it would have been an issue here because I was so far away from the chalkboard, but I didn't want to open up the aperture as much as possible. And that's where f3.3 was what I ended up with. I was really happy, though, with the lighting in the room. And it had there was only one or two lights in the room, and they were on this chalkboard. And it curated this really nice natural vignetting that I thought was really cool. It sort of spoke to the timelessness, or the it almost like the chalkboard knew that it didn't belong in this era. It was sort of dimly lit in this big, dark lecture hall. And it sort of accentuated the fact that it was, it didn't belong here. And you could say it was kind of a not necessarily sad, but a situation that just sort of made you ponder, how often are students going to see these chalkboards anymore? Will this chalkboard be here in 5 years, 10 years? I don't know. Probably not. And if so, are they even going to use it? I don't know. I tend to doubt it. But it, just being in that room with this chalkboard, it made me think about a lot of this stuff. And it made me glad that I had brought my camera with me that day. I was almost I almost left it at home. And I thought, you know, it might as well just bring it with and see what happens. And sure enough, this photo presented itself. So another lesson. I like to leave all these podcast episodes with a lesson. My first lesson is to don't be afraid to up that ISO if you think you have to get the shot you want. It's better to deal with a noisier shot that's clear and in focus than and not grainy than a blurry shot that has low noise. And my second lesson is just make sure you have your camera with you, because you can't take any shot without the camera. My iPhone would have been terrible at this and would have tried to take a slow picture. It would have used a slow shutter to get any decent exposure, and it just wouldn't have worked. So bring your camera with you. Do yourself a favor and bring your camera with you.